We're talking to Gary Hammer from Seton Corporation.
Hello, Eric.
And you're out by our neck of the woods, by Microsoft.
We are. We're a few minutes down the road.
And we heard about your company last night in the keynote. So tell us what was announced yesterday.
Well, we're very excited about being in the keynote and support we've gotten from Microsoft. We basically have announced that we are going to be selling a four-tuner cable card solution for Media Center. This will come out in the first quarter of 2010. We announced the retail price of $399, and we initially will be offering through Amazon.com, and we will also have some retail partners that we're working with that are yet to be announced.
So this allows you to record four HD channels at the same time using one cable card and one card in your computer.
That's absolutely correct. And it obviously works with any cable MSO. It's been in testing for a very long time, actually, and so we've gone through all the interoperability studies with various MSOs, and we've had them running at most of the major MSOs and obviously tested it with their systems. And so, yeah, it's the point where it's a very good, stable system and works well.
And there's a machine here at CES that's running two of these cards, right? So it's recording eight HD channels at a time?
The ACE computer booth has a two Seton card system running, which allows it to record eight high-definition channels. This is a technology preview, so this is not something that's necessarily going to be available immediately. With Microsoft Media Center, Premium and Ultimate, and all of the above Premium versions of Windows 7 support four high-definition channels, recording four high-definition channels simultaneously. And so there's another product called Advanced Entertainment Pack that's sold through a lot of channel partners, OEMs that work with like the CEDIA Group and that sort of thing. That Advanced Entertainment Pack is offered through a couple of those.
So
that allows the eight tuners.
One of the big changes this year for Microsoft especially is we're allowing people to build their own media centers. And so the availability of a card like this is going to allow us to use cable card and record all the channels we want to. But if I'm planning to build a machine like this year, what types of things do I need to think about? Obviously, I'm going to have to have gigabit Ethernet if I want to use extenders, but what kind of processors and what kind of hard drive do I need to think about if I build a machine?
Well, a lot of the heavy lifting for cable card is actually done on an embedded processor on our board. So it actually, we keep the resources required by Media Center low as far as the cable card interface is concerned. So it really works pretty much the same as any tuner card from a Media Center perspective, which means you can actually run it with a relatively low-end system. Dual-core processor, I think we have on our website, I think it's about a 3 gigahertz or something in that neighborhood, 2.7 I think it is, or better, gigahertz dual-core processor, or obviously quad-core better. We also recommend that you have 4 gigabytes of RAM, and then obviously as much hard disk space as you want because high-definition content, you want to record and store a lot of high-definition content.
Of course,
space, right? That's one of the advantages of the PC is you have the ability to put in multiple terabytes of storage and record all of the high-definition content you want.
Yeah.
So other than that, it actually is pretty much a straightforward PC, just like any garden variety PC.
Great.
And it requires one PCI X1 slot. So they're going X1, X4, X8, or X16 slot.
Yeah. Nice. Well, thanks for showing us this. I really appreciate it. Can't wait to see it later this year.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Larry.
Thanks.